You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Happy Tuesday. Welcome to Tech Trend Investments. This is Elizabeth Powell.
And this is Joseph Grassa.
Hi, hi.
Hi, everyone. Hello, hello. There's no aloha this time or anything special.
No aloha, but maybe hola.
Hola.
Well, Venezuela is close to me. I'm in Aruba now.
Whew.
Yes, they speak Spanish out here. So, hola. Hola, ¿cómo hola. Estás?
Well, how do I respond to this? Bien?
Bien.
I'm not fluent. I don't know Spanish that well, so I didn't have to learn it in school in Canada. So I had to learn French, but not Spanish. And I know you guys have to learn Spanish there a little bit. So
yeah, we learn Spanish. Yes. But it's great. Like the good thing about Spanish too is like wherever I travel in the world, either I speak English or Spanish, and I can communicate pretty good. Like Italy and other countries too. So.
Yeah, Spanish is very, very similar to Italian, and I can understand Italian. Speaking it, I'm okay, but it's similar to Spanish. Very, very, very similar. But yeah, so you're in Aruba now?
I'm in Aruba. I came in Saturday.
I think it was Saturday.
Saturday, yeah. So I've been to Aruba before, and it's different this time because I came in 2021 when it was like right after COVID, and there were a lot of restrictions, and to get in, you had to have like a health pass and a health visa and be tested within 24 hours of coming in and tested every like 3 to 5 days and then tested on the way out. But there weren't that many people when I came in. Like I came into the Caribbean in July 2021 and went to Bahamas, St. Martin, Aruba, and I did 2 weeks on all of them. So I did 6 weeks total in the Caribbean. But it was right when the restrictions were lifted and it was the first time that cruise ships were allowed to come back in. So all the islands were really, really like there was nobody around, which was wonderful. So it was like having the island to myself back then. But now I'm here and it's so busy. There's so many people. It's just like a different atmosphere. I mean, it's good. It's great because that means that, you know, we're thriving and there's people around, but it's so different this time.
I think I'd rather there be a lot of people than no people. I don't want to feel like I'm stranded on an island rather than surrounded
like
by
literally
people.
On a deserted island. And Aruba is like a deserted, well, it's not a deserted, but it's like a desert island. It's like one of the driest islands out in the Caribbean. Like it's not as lush. It doesn't get as much rain. But it's outside. It's also outside of the hurricane belt. So knock on wood, I'm pretty safe here from hurricanes. I haven't checked the weather on the other islands yet.
Well, let's pray for good weather. There, we did see some formations, right? So
right, a couple days
pray.
Ago.
Yeah, right. Let's pray nothing happens and hope everyone is safe. We don't need another barrel coming around.
No.
That wouldn't be ideal.
And I'm supposed to go to St. Lucia, so I'll be back in the hurricane path if it does decide to come. But yeah, but it's great. It's fun. It's the only thing though has been Wi-Fi and internet has been my issue out here.
the one thing you is like necessary for.
I need.
For work,
I need Wi-Fi.
It needs good Wi-Fi too, not 1 megabyte up, 1 megabyte down.
No. Yeah, like we're talking and you hear every third word that I say and have to put together and form whatever sentence I had spoke.
It's
been fun.
It's been a journey, right? It's all about the journey and traveling is what you do. So you're able and you know how to adapt to these to situations like that too, which is cool to see, especially in real time because that did happen.
Yeah, it did happen. I mean, I experienced it before when I went to Australia and Fiji. Fiji, I just like had no reception at all. So I ended up having to leave early when I went to Fiji because of it. And then Fiji too, it's like $2 a minute. And I have international calling and international on T-Mobile, which is like one of the best plans to have if you travel a lot and you're out of the country. So it's like $2 a minute for sell, and it's 50 cents a text in Fiji. It might have changed now, but that's what it was then. And out, yeah, it was crazy. And like, even if somebody sends you a message, or they, you know how you get spam calls? Yep. I got charged for those, and like, I had my phone off, but like out here in the Caribbean, it's 20 to 25 cents a minute for phone calls, and text and Wi-Fi is free. But you only get like so much because of being like out of the area and roaming and stuff. But yeah, it's been interesting. And then working, of course, like 5 a.m. in the morning until like 2 p.m. and then like 5 p.m. at night until 1 a.m. So lots of work 24/7. But at least I get to like open my door and see the ocean and beautiful white sand and like the beautiful aqua turquoise see-through water and palm trees. And everybody's always happy. Like, everyone's always happy whenever you're, like, in a resort area or in a tourist area. Well, most people should be happy, right? They're on vacation. They should be happy.
I would assume they'd be happy. I think, yeah. I would be extremely happy if I was able to walk out the door and see white sand and go sit on the beach. So right now, it's we're in a thunderstorm. So.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so yeah. Today was a little – nap was a little bit interrupted, we'll say.
What did you say?
My nap was a little interrupted by a downpour.
Oops. Surprise.
Oh, it's nothing like waking up absolutely drenched.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we've had a busy day today. It's been fun, though. This is our second AMA VC today, our second live. We had a big one earlier. Live, yeah. Yeah. But it's been fun. So we have some exciting stuff to talk about in crypto and Web3 and what's been going on in that space right now. We wanted to kind of touch bases on something that we're doing right now too. And so explain and give like an insight to people who are in Web2 and give them a little bit more background on what's going on in crypto and Web3 and tokens and businesses coming over and all that fun stuff. So, it's been fun.
it's been fun, but long, and it's all worth it.
A lot of work.
It's a lot of work. A lot of work. That's a given.
Right. Yeah. Because like in the morning, I'm online with all of my devs all over the world, and so since I've been on East Coast time, probably for the last 6 weeks or so, I've been waking up at 5 a.m. East Coast time. That's like 2 a.m. California time, which is gonna probably hit me hard when I come back, but I'm getting a lot more stuff done with my devs. So my devs are my like software, my tech people, my guys who are working on the AI projects and the technology with me, and like I'm creating it and then they're building most of it out, but I'm able to communicate with them at least like early, and so we're getting a lot more done. But I'm online with them at about 5 o'clock in the morning Eastern Standard Time, and then we wrap things up with them at about 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So it's a full day for me. And then working with holders and doing calls and launching another token, we're like nonstop doing things. So like building out websites and Twitter accounts. And when you launch something, it's not just the token that you're doing, but you have all the utility and you have all the dev work and all the new tech and the AI, and then at the front end of it, the marketing and speaking to people and pushing out Twitter and building out websites and getting fun stuff going and talking to different groups and getting them on board. So there's like so much going on, but it's fun. Like I'm passionate for it, and I wouldn't be doing it if I didn't. Like, I automatically wake up at 5 o'clock without an alarm. I'm like excited to start the day. So it's exciting. I look at my messages and all my devs are like building out all this new, fun, exciting stuff. And I'm just like, oh, look at that. Look at that. And I'm like, what about this? What about that? And then they build it out for me. And it just, it's like amazing. It's so much fun.
And but then there's days. My side where I'm getting messages at 8 a.m.
You're getting like, what? You cut
I'm
out?
I'm getting messages at 8 a.m. and I'm like, oh God, here we go again. every day. Look forward to it. It's a fun time. It's honestly, if I wasn't having fun with it, I wouldn't continue. And like that's what most people, you have to love what you do in order to do it, right? Yeah, right. you want to feel excited to wake up in the morning and oh, what happened while I was asleep, or oh, I'm excited to get the day started and check out the new tech and what's been going on the back end. I'm not too back end savvy, so I wake up and I get all the news and then I get to put in my two cents. But it's so much fun. It's so much fun. It's so refreshing. And hearing you talk about the list and everything that we've already been doing, it makes me like tired times two right now after the long day we've had.
Because it's a long day.
It's been a long day, and it's like it's just the start too. Like there's so much more that goes into it, and it's so much fun. And it's so worth it too, because the experience that you can provide for other people and what you're doing and the revolution you're starting and the tech that's being created, it's groundbreaking. It's never been done before. And it's like someone comes into trading or whatever they're doing and they see a new piece of tech that they can utilize. And it's like, wow, I've saved hours of my life. I've saved days worth of time. By using this, and it's just, you're like, I've made other people's lives 100 times better,
and it's game changing too. Like the things that we're building out right now are game changing, life changing. That's the goal. It's like new technology that doesn't exist anywhere else, and being able to have the idea and then come up with the formula and the algo and the system to create it and then see it come to life and then the results that happen because of it is just like amazing. And then all the hard work being paid off and then like seeing those results. The other thing, like our floor has been running too. So like a floor is on the token. So we're like close to 1 million market cap right now back on ASIC again. And this is just the start. We haven't even pushed it out and people don't even know what we're doing yet. Like only the insiders kind of know what we're doing. Our holders know what we're doing. Our small groups that we've come to know what we're doing. But we're about ready to run really hard. So if y'all know the slang, go back and listen to what the slang is.
But, you're going to have to go back a few episodes to figure out what all that means.
Yeah, but our floor on AI Signal is now close to 1 million market cap again. We hit a 2 million all-time high. So I believe, do your own research, not financial advice. This is educational purposes only, but we're probably going to break 2 mil because we have a supply shock. So supply shock is when like there's not enough tokens to be bought. There's the tokens are pretty much all gone. And if there's not enough tokens, it creates a high demand with a low supply, which causes the price to increase. And that's where we're at right now. We have like a huge supply shock going on, but it doesn't take that much to move the floor because there's nothing really available. So it's a benefit. So anybody who's in,
yes, basically, like to put it into like more simplified terms, it's like you go to like a cookie store, for example, and you're buying cookies and the price keeps going up as the cookies are all being bought because the supply is going down, the store is running out, and their oven isn't working, so they can't make any more cookies. And as the cookies start going down, the price keeps going up and up and up and up until people can only afford small chunks of the cookie instead of the full cookie. Then you start going down like a quarter, an eighth, a 16th, and you can't. And the price just keeps going up and up and up for those values because there's just not enough supply. I think that's a good example.
It's a good example. It means that you're spending $20 for a crumb of a cookie when before you could have bought the whole cookie for $1, but the price went up because there's no cookies left.
Where'd the cookies go? Everyone else took the cookies and they left. The first person bought it for $2. Now you're paying $200 for an eighth.
For a crumb. Yeah. But that's a good thing too. So what's going on in Web3, we have a lot of businesses coming over, and when you launch a token, there's different types of tokens that are being launched. They're kind of like an IPO. They're like what a VC would do to launch a startup. It's kind of like that. There's tokens that are just for fun, that are meme tokens that just have a cartoon character and a story behind it and a meme that creates buzz and makes it go viral, and then a community that comes together and makes the token go at a higher market cap and then try to keep the floor up. And then there's tokens that are businesses that are coming over now. But there's a lot of people in Web2 who don't understand like the dynamics that happens in Web3 and all the things that go to launch a token and all the things that are needed to launch a token, like the marketing and Twitter and TG and Discord and getting pushed out to the public and talking to the community and the holders and making sure that everything's going smoothly. But, and then if you're bringing a business over, you have to make sure that you have a big enough market share so a lot of people can utilize it too. And then there's utility and AI, and that's where we're in. We're in the utility and AI and a business model. And so people who are using our token or holding our token, or they can do a subscription model, they're able to trade on a platform and then find the lowest entry on the tokens that are being called right now, and then get in on a low entry and then have a high enough return. They get all the tools and the information on what the AI bots are sending in. And so it gives them a benefit if they're holding the tokens, but we're adding other features and we're adding AI base now too. So we've been launching a pre-sale, but we've brought it to a couple of groups and now we're bringing it out to the public. And so it's a whole new business model, but it's an AI trading tool on base instead of on ETH, where people will get the pings and the information on new tokens that are launching, revivals, Coke bottles, and all that fun stuff again. And then they'll get into a trade at a low entry and then have a market cap run up and then de-risk, take out their initial at two, and then run on base. So it's like a whole business model. If you had a business and you were launching it in Web2, you would go to VCs and you would go to investors and angel and seed money and start up your business. And then you would get the business going and add value to it and then make it viable and have proof of concept and then have users and subscription and cash flow and overhead, and like you would run a normal business. And then the investors that were invested in it would be making money because they invested at it at an early stage. And then as the business grew and started to produce income and became a viable business, the value of the asset of the business goes up. So now the investors that were in it at the lower stage, at the lower cost, the value of their investment has gone up and now they made money. Well, they do the same thing with tokens. And so the tokens, they launch with a pre-sale, and a pre-sale is kind of like a seed money or investor round where people get into a token that's tied to an asset or tied to a real world asset or a value or a utility. And they get it at a really low cost. And when the token launches and then the business becomes viable and it produces and it has holders and it's getting pushed out to the public and it expands, now the value of their asset, which is the token that they bought in the beginning, goes up in value. And so they've been holding on to it, but they're also getting a value attached to it. So being a holder on the token, they also get a technology that's attached to it or a utility that's attached to it. Where if you're a VC and you invest, maybe you hope that the business will run or it will have a future value or an asset. If you're in a token that's attached to a utility or tech, you get to use the tech while it's going and while it's building and while it's going out to the public.
I don't think I can explain that better, but I can add that. Well, you've done it so many times at this point, especially with venture capital. So I'd say much less experience than you in terms of venture capital and getting into seed raises, but I can tell you a lot about tokens and a lot about the pre-sales that go on here. It's basically providing value for your early investors, make them happy, make sure they're satisfied, provide them with benefits, provide them with value that they can get tangibly. Or if you're getting into a meme coin, you can't. It's you're buying into a pre-sale to get a certain amount of tokens that you get into, a certain valuation you buy in, and you get benefits, you get multipliers as you buy in earlier. And with tech, you get access to technology early. You get access to value. The value is in the tech. The value is not as much as in the token, because you're buying the token for the tech. And as the value of the token rises, it means that more people are satisfied with the technology. And that's, at the end of the day, if you're making people happy and the people are satisfied with the tech that's being released, the value is going to go up. For example, Apple. It's a great example. Back in the day, you could iPhones were very, very, very expensive, but there was I guess less supply of them, and at the time it was considered expensive at $100. Now we're all spending $1,200 for an Apple iPhone. Why? Because everyone likes it, because the demand is going up, because the technology is there, because people see value in that tech that they've created. Rather than thinking that the $100 is expensive, now plus inflation, of course, now the $1,000 is affordable and people are willing to spend that on it. So people place value on the tech the earlier they get in. And if you become a loyal customer or become a loyal holder or become someone who sees value in the tech, you're going to want to invest in it. You're going to want to have access to it, and you're going to want to use it. So I think I tie that almost directly into pre-sales and coins and finding value in what you're investing in.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. We're both extremely tired, so yes.
I've been up since 5, but no. No, it's been an amazing day. Yes, definitely. So you know, in the real world too, I always call it the real world.
I feel like we're
in our little bubble in crypto and Web3. Like, everybody pretty much knows everybody in Web3. Like, they all know who is who and what they're doing and what's going on and
it's all that fun stuff. You know them or you know of them.
Right. But it's funny, like, when I first got into it, I'm like, how do you like pierce this bubble? Because it was so underground. It was so like you couldn't market out normally. You couldn't like post on Facebook or post on IG or do a billboard ad or run a commercial because nobody would see it. Like the market was primarily Web3 people. So if you're trying to bring a business over, it's like, how do you get the news out to everybody? When I first came in, like 4 years ago. And now, since like ETF on ETH and ETF on BTC is like making its way into mainstream, we have a more of a crossover where people from Web2 are going into Web3 and people in Web3 are going over to Web2. I mean, that was our original intention, is to let everybody in Web3 utilize the new technology, try it out, and like get it to market and then make it better and then bring it over to Web2, which we're doing. So our product's going to be over in Web2 now also, and not just in Web3, but we have it on ETH and Base and Auto Trader and a Sniper, which is coming out in the next 30 days. So we're bringing in a lot of automation and taking out human error. And then it's kind of like going into stocks and bonds and futures and options and having a platform that gives you key entry points and exit points combined with AI, but we're doing it with crypto and meme coins and CEX and DEX. So you're able to get into high return plays. They're a little bit higher risk, but we're trying to eliminate risk with the statistics on probability and what has the highest likelihood of being safe and entering into it and doing a high return. But it's the same thing, like if you go into stocks or bonds on the other side and you're trading that and you're looking for tools and analytics and information that gives you the best entry point to get in, and usually it's with charts and TA over there, we're doing it over in crypto and then bringing it over into Web2.
I think, so like in Web2 in terms of trading, because that was my initial background before jumping into Web3, a lot of people were looking for the next predictor. What can predict the market? What's going to tell me if I should long, if I should short, when I should buy, when I should sell? What tools can I aid myself with to help assist my trading journey and help me maximize my profits and mitigate my risk? And that's exactly what's going on here with AISIG and AI Base in terms of crypto. And it's the crypto version, meme coin version, whatever you want to call it, of a tool that's going to assist you and guide you when investing. And with another thing that's coming to that later in the future, actually it's very shortly now, it's going to allow you to do things very much so like Web2. I think that's all I can say. I don't want to leak too much. I do have to keep some element of surprise going on here.
Right. I mean, because coming from Web2 and then bringing it over to Web3, we already have a background in business and day trading and stocks and bonds and futures and options. And most people that originally were going into Web3 weren't familiar with trading. They weren't familiar with TA or charts or how to trade. They were just throwing money, hoping that if they invested in something, it would just run, which when it was like the heyday of crypto and it started its first big bull run and its first big push, it didn't take much for something to gain momentum and have a high return, right? But we've been through a market that a lot of people had faded out for a while, and then, or a lot of people haven't stuck around, or it wasn't, didn't have as much volume, but we were still getting great returns on all of our predictive models, where they're still getting like a 20 to what was it, 98,000x. Oh, Brett did a 300, yeah. Brett did a 380,500x.
It's somewhere that's along those lines. That's an X, yeah. Not a percent.
Right. So whenever you have new tech, you're going to get high returns because usually there's high risk. So what we're trying to do is lower the risk and then increase the statistics and the odds in the favor. And we're trying to leverage it so that it doesn't take a lot of money to invest, but to catch the high returns. And whenever you're having new tech, that's when you're always going to have those high rewards. Just like when IPOs first came out, like when they were doing new public launches on stocks and how those just ran crazy. It's the same thing on meme coins and DEX. We went from ETH and BTC, and so those are more stable now. And then we went to altcoins, and those are pretty volatile still. They fluctuate like 20 to 40%. But on meme coins, you can get in such a low entry, and then the return is so high because it's new technology. It's something new. It's a higher risk, but also a higher reward. And so we're trying to mitigate the risk and lower the risk, and then do it where you're trading with just, you know, your coffee money again. Because whenever you go into something, you want to make sure that you balance your portfolio and you have your normal blue chips and you have your normal mid caps and small caps. And then you have your percentage that's allocated towards higher rewards, but also higher risk. And so if you learn how to trade it correctly, and if you learn how, based on the data and the statistics and the probability model, you stack it in your favor, the risk goes down and the rewards go up. And that's what we've done by creating these AI bots, is to help that part and that portion of it. And then learn how to trade them so that you're mitigating your risk, you're reducing your risk, but the odds are stacked in your favor. And so you're catching these higher X's, these higher returns.
Yeah, so basically stacking the odds in your favor and making it favorable for you. So you're not going in blind. So you're not doing your basic technical analysis. I say basic because TA is so baseline. You don't really take into account some of the more deeper internal data variables and analytics that you can take primarily, but people most likely just look at the chart, and that's what happens most of the time. I was guilty of it for a while until I was able to buy myself, like in Web2, when I was stock trading, buy myself a software or something that could aid me when I was trading, because it would analyze a deeper internal value or analytics that I couldn't see just by looking at the chart. And it take way too long for me to make a decision if I were to go through all of those analytics. So you have to basically just base it off of look. If it looks good, then you go in. If it doesn't, then you stay out. But most of the time, you're skeptical enough to the point where by the time you jump in, you've already missed it.
Right, because there's a lag time for human error, and people have to make decisions and they overthink things. Where if you're combining it with AI and tech, it's calculating out all the different probabilities and the risk and what it could do, and then giving you the highest odds in that favor.
Exactly. Odds are everything. Odds are absolutely everything. And I think I forgot to ask you this, because I don't know the exact number off by heart. I know you do, though. But for AI SIG and in AI base, how many points of data has been accumulated thus far?
I think we're over 70 million now. It might be more than that. Yeah.
See, that's unfathomable to me. Like, I can't, right. Like, I couldn't even, like, if someone came to me and said, I have 70 million points of data to reference every, like, all these plays off of, or all this analytics and what's going to happen, I'd be like, what do you mean 70 million?
It might be more than that. I have to, yeah, there we have, oh my goodness. I think we have 8 different servers right now so that if one server goes down, all the data is still stored and it's stored in the cloud. And then, oh my goodness, how many APIs? I probably have 20 APIs and then quite a few nodes, nodes for speed and then the formulas and based off of the data. So I created the original algorithm. You always do a hypothetical, right? Like you do a hypothesis and then you prove your hypothesis. And then if it plays out, then you're able to prove that it was true or false. And so I went off of just me trading and finding out the probability and the likelihood based off of all these different variables and dynamics and indicators that would predict that something would run. Web3 word for run.
I think the one Web2 term that I used to use was it would the chart would I guess everyone uses it now, pump or go up or go green.
That's still kind of a still kind of a Web3 word, but yeah, green.
I thought that's more of a Web2 term.
So go green on the chart. But then putting in the formula and the algorithm and then combining the variables and indicators and then combining it with AI, it's what you input into an AI is going to count on the quality of your output. So it's, you know, like if you have a kindergartner and they're doing 1 + 1 = 2 and you input 1 + 1 into the AI, you're going to get out a 2. But if you input a mathematical formula based off of different statistics and probabilities of what's going on and what influences a chart or volume or something in the financial markets, it varies based on what you input on what you're going to get on your output. And a lot of people don't understand, like in stocks and bonds and futures, they go off of what announcements are going to come from the company or what kind of sales the company is doing, what their profit margins are, who is their CEO. It goes off of those different types of factors. Like Apple, if it's coming out with a new product and they're going to announce a new product, so it's going to make the stock price run. And then also like what their profit is, what their quarterly were, what their margins are, what they anticipate their projections are, is built into what the price is going to be on the stock. But when you're working with meme coins and you're working with crypto, it has a lot of other different influences in it, like the ETF going over on ETH and BTC had an influence on making the price of ETH go up. And then also whenever they have a rumor, everyone buys the rumor and then it runs up. And as soon as it's announced and it becomes official, then there's that pullback on profit taking. So there's a lot of different factors that come into play on crypto. And by being in a lot of projects on the front end and calling a lot of projects and then being on the back end and consulting and helping founders launch tokens and NFT projects and different things, you know what's going on in the back end, where a lot of people who are just reading a chart does not know why the chart is going up or going down. But since we're so deep in it, we know what's going on and what they're doing to make a chart have volume or make a chart range trade.
Actually, if you go back to the episode where we talked about the Web3 terms, I think we mentioned Coke bottle.
Yeah, Coke bottle. We have a Coke bottle. So we know what's going on. We know what people do to spark it, because when tokens are launched and tokens are being picked up on different indicators or different platforms or DEX or DEX trending or ETH trending or the other things, there's certain things that founders and callers and analysts and Kohls and all those people do to get picked up. So we know what they're doing, and so the bots pick up that information. But it's just like one of the things that it does. But if you're just trading a normal like stock or bond or future and option, you have to go off of like what the world markets are doing, what the economy is doing, who's in charge of that company, if they have any new products coming out. So you take into consideration all of that information. And when you trade tokens, you do the same thing. So if you can do TA on a chart, you can predict, like you can do a 1 minute, 5 minute, 10 minute, 15 minute, or an hour chart, and then predict what it's going to do. But if you know the psychology behind it of why it's doing what it's doing, you can predict farther out. And that's what we do with like ETH and BTC. It's able to predict 24 to 48 hours out because of knowing what the psychological impact is on it and what the AIs are picking up on it.
And that's because humans and people are emotional beings. So we all face there's the FOMO, which we've discussed, is the fear of missing out. And then we all get scared. So you play on the fear and the actual fear, and then the fear of missing out. So there's two different sides of it. There's the positive and the negative side. And you have to kind of be able to predict what people are going to feel based on the news, based on the value of the stock, of the token, of whatever you're getting into, or something that an event that happens. So you have to be able to predict and kind of base it on trends, because it's easy to base people on trends. You can say, oh, this token or this person, when this person tweets, it goes up every single time. Okay, cool. So now every time you see that person tweet, you know that there's going to be a positive price impact. So you're able to predict the next time that's going to happen.
Right. And there's certain people that will make a chart go up, and then there's certain people that will make a chart go down.
Exactly. there's a lot of people and a lot of people have positive and negative influences on depending on what they say. And it's influential people.
Their opinions.
Opinion. Everything's an opinion. Obviously, everything's not financial advice. Always do your own research. Only if this is for educational purposes only. But everybody
has their opinion. We're going to launch a token called that. I think that's what we should do.
We should what?
Well, we're going to launch a token called DYOR NFA. Educational purposes only. Now watch, the token's going to launch in the next 5 minutes called that.
If something is launched within the next 5 minutes with that name, I will genuinely be surprised. Someone here is quick and they're dead. Will. Someone's listening. Someone's listening. It's gonna happen. We're gonna end the show in a bit, and we're gonna go back and like, it launched. It ran. Cool.
Yeah.
And we're just gonna have our voices all over it. Oh, do your own research, not financial advice.
They're doing a meme off of our. They're doing a meme with our voiceover.
it could happen. It could happen.
Right? It might be my AI bot in chat right now. I have an ace AI that talks in my voice, like for people who haven't heard the episode. It's in our Telegram. I have an AI bot that has my personality, my AI, and my voice, and it answers questions based off of my background and my information and like what my hobbies and favorite things are.
It's very scary. Very scary.
It uses my voice. So, yeah.
I would say it's fairly accurate as well, too. Like, the things that AI has become able to do, I'll just say that it's enabled a lot of good, bad, and funny things.
Funny things, yeah.
I still can't decide if the AI that has your voice is a good or bad thing yet, so... We're going to have to, only time will tell. One day I'm going to get a phone call from it and I'm going to be like, oh, hi. I'm just not going to know.
I had some friends, because they know that I'm heavily involved in AI and I have like 150 bots now, that I was talking to a friend that I hadn't talked to in a while. And they're like, how do I know this is you? How am I... not sure that maybe you're just an AI talking to me on the phone right now. And I'm like, it's me, I swear. They're like, well, how do I know it's you? And then, because even the AI has my background, my personality, so it would be able to answer not all questions, but general questions. But
they'll never know. They'll never know.
How will they know?
How are they going to know? Who's going to know?
Oh my goodness.
The jokes. See, it's funny. It's funny. See, that part is funny, but
one day you'll know.
It's gonna get to the point where there's gonna be AIs walking down the street that mimic your voice. It's gonna get scary. Maybe not though. It could be funny.
I always said I needed like 100 of me so I could get everything done, and then now there's 100 AIs pop up.
God. That's manifestation right there.
All right. But we have fun. So Web3 is fun. I mean, Web3, you can create a lot with your imagination that's coming to real world, right? So a lot of people are into gaming and creating virtual worlds and doing art and graphics. And then, you know, we have AI and we have technology and DeFi and finance and real world assets. And so any business model that you could think of or anything that does exist can become virtual or AI or come over into crypto and go on the blockchain and become on a smart contract. And now you're able to exchange goods and services and have a different way of bartering, basically. But now you're bartering through crypto. It's like creating new currencies. And so there's a lot of opportunities and a lot of creativity and a lot of different backgrounds in Web3 that are moving over. So, I mean, it's fun. There's a lot of stuff going on.
A lot of stuff happening, a lot of tech advancements, a lot of, I guess, a lot of value that's arising, especially right now as a lot of Web2 businesses are entering and a lot of tech is being developed, AI base, AI SIG. A lot of tech is being developed and it's really... It's game changing, as you said earlier. It's game changing. It's going to change the way people look at cryptocurrencies and the way that people look at investing as a whole. It's a completely different way to look at it. Completely, I guess, altered and an advanced way to passively at some point earn.
Do what? Hint. Passively hint. Earn? What did you say?
Nothing. Hint, hint.
Oh, yes. Auto trade. Yeah. So
that's a shush moment.
Yeah. We have a lot of new tech. And the good thing is like the tech that's being built right now and being utilized for certain segments can be applied for a lot of other different segments, a lot of different opportunities based off of what it's doing now. So it's not just going to be utilized for what we're creating it for, but it has multi-use afterwards.
It has the ability to be used in more than one way, which is, I think a lot of people, what's that called? When something is used in a different way than it was initially, meant for.
Planned, right.
Yeah. So like everything that's being created like in terms crossover. Of the tech, it has the ability and it's meant to have the ability. It's not like this can do this as well. No, we know and it's planned to do additional stuff as well.
Right.
And we know all the capabilities of it and the extent to the point where we can push it. So right.
It's based off of whatever the input is. And so since it has the foundation and it has the algos and the input based off of a certain parameters on what it's catered to now, it's modifying the input and putting it into it to cater to other opportunities too.
Easiest way to put it.
Without giving away the secret sauce.
Exactly. The secret sauce has to stay secret. Like Mr. Krabs wouldn't have gotten where he was if he gave away the Krabby Patty formula.
Right.
Little reference.
Lots of stuff.
There's a lot of stuff going on and a lot of opportunities. So, and then we also had the ETH dip and pump because like we mentioned the ETF and the AI was
and profit taking.
Yeah. And the profit taking. Yeah. Everything that happened with the ETF.
But if you're in our chat, if you're in the chat, I wrote exactly the points that ETH was going to hit and it hit every single target. And then when it had its reversal and then it bounced back up, I wrote those down too. And they hit it. I did it 2 to 4 days in advance and it hit the exact number to the T. Not just like it's going to hit around this range. It hit the exact numbers.
No, it wasn't a range. It was like specific numbers.
Right.
And it tapped that and then it did exactly what you said it would.
Right. And so if you're in our chat, you'll know. And everybody else was shorting ETH and we were long and it did exactly what it was supposed to do.
In Web3 terms, we have the alpha.
if you're in our chat, you'll get the alpha too.
Yeah, if you're in our chat, then you'll get the alpha.
Telegram. We have a Telegram. We have a public Telegram channel. So on AI Signal, if you go into our Telegram, we give calls and plays and say what ETH and BTC is going to do and answer questions on how to trade and talk to holders and give out new tech and let people try it out. So it's fun.
Extremely fun. Extremely valuable if you're in there. There's a lot of knowledge being passed around. A lot of very, very, I'd say important information being passed around. And it's a community of people who are all trying to learn, who are all trying to gain value in some way or another, whether that be through token value, through trading, through knowledge. Everyone's trying to learn. Education. Right. Exactly. So everyone's there for a reason. Everyone's there to learn. Everyone's there to gain. And there's a lot of value being passed around to everybody. So if you're in there, even if you just sit and watch the chat and just pay attention to it, there's a lot of stuff that you can pick up on that maybe you wouldn't have thought of as you just enter into crypto and Web3. There's a lot of, it's base level too, some of it.
Yeah, and we have training channels too, and videos and audios and bullet points and how to trade. And then we're going to have chart excerpts, like mini shorts on charts, how to read charts for people who want to be more advanced. The bots are really simple too. They can be as simple as you want it to be. So like novice and beginners can trade on the bots with just barely any knowledge and just watch the bot like you're watching a text or a bank statement or a Bloomberg terminal. Or you can be as advanced as you want to and read charts and bubble maps and look at analytics and detailed information. So it's whatever you want to do. But taking this knowledge, you're able to apply it into other areas of your life too. So like if you're going to trade real estate or arbitrage or go into gold or futures, or if you want to buy businesses or do anything, it's a good formula that's applied across a lot of different areas that you have in your life. And so like if you learn one area, you can apply it into other areas too. And you know, it may, some people may love it and maybe their passion that they didn't even know that they were crazy about, and other people be like, okay, that's interesting, but then take the knowledge and then apply it somewhere else. So the goal is like to learn as much as you can and have an open mind, and then if it's for you, that's awesome, and if it's not, that's okay too. But you know, take the knowledge and apply it to something else.
Yeah, knowledge is versatile. I think that's the word that I'm looking for. Versatile, and you're able to apply it to more than one thing. Even if it's just the strategy that we teach you guys when you're in the Telegram, it can be applied to real estate, businesses, even doing your homework in some cases. Right. It can be applied to everything. And it's life lessons, it's value, it's something that I think everybody should know, because it's something that's improved my life. It's something that's improved a lot of people's lives, especially the ones in the Telegram. And they've all improved significantly from it. And they've told us, whether it be through personal DMs or in one of our trading group chats, they've told us that they've gained significantly in terms of the value and knowledge that they've gained, and their lives have changed.
That's always good to know. It's good to hear. But I mean, like, you can also apply it to fun stuff, like...
Oh, fun stuff.
Travel.
like travel. Like travel. What you're doing.
Right, like travel.
I wonder who's traveling.
Right. Yeah, I'm able to use AI and arbitrage and build out travel bots to be in the Caribbean for 6 weeks on, like, $100 air flights. And yeah, which
it wouldn't be possible without the strategy. It wouldn't be possible if you didn't know the strategy. So it's, see, even flying, even making time to have fun, right? Like going to the beach, or you're going to the beach, you're going for a drive. It all plays a part. It all has a role. It can be applied to anything and everything.
Right. So next week I'm going to be in St. Lucia. And we'll see how my reception is over there.
We hope it's good.
And good weather, right? So, but we'll see what we talk about next week too.
Yeah.
There might be some more exciting things going on next week.
I think there will be. I have a feeling.
Right. So stay tuned to next week. Have a wonderful week. It's end of the month, big volume this week. So get ready for a wild ride in the financial markets because it's going to have a lot of volume coming up.
Yep, yep. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And we'll see you we next hope Tuesday. You have an amazing week. And we'll see you next Tuesday.
Bye.
You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.